Erev Shabbos, Parshas Maaseh, and we still find ourselves in a seemingly more dangerous and serious situation. Klal Yisrael, Am Yisrael, Eretz Yisrael. It's an Eis Tzara LeYaakov. It's a time of pain, time of affliction. It's 3 weeks, and I think, if we haven't woken up yet the last few weeks, we have to start waking up. I saw a quote from Rav Sternbach that he said that we've been seeing, Baruch Hashem, on the one hand, many nisim and flows, but unfortunately so many casualties. If I'm not mistaken, last Friday morning when I gave the shmooze, we had lost one soldier by accident at that time. Now we're already up to Rachmana Litzlan, 32. Neshamos Tahoros, Kedosha Elyon, people who are most nefesh, Al Kiddush Hashem, Leman, Eretz Yisrael, and it's time to really, really wake up. And each and every one of us has to be a fighter. I heard on the radio this past week a quote that if there's fire inside Gaza coming from Hamas in the form of rockets and missiles, there has to be a fire inside of each and every one of us to contest that fire. And that has to be the fire of Eishat Torah. It has to be the fire of Torah, the fire of mitzvot, fire of tefillah. We have to awaken ourselves. We have to respond in the most intense way that we can. I want to break down this shmooze into three parts. First, we'll talk a little bit, 2 points on the parasha, and we'll try to relate it to the current situation. And then at the end, to tie it all in and try to get some strength and get some inspiration so we can start working on ourselves on all cylinders so that those chusim that we can create in ourselves can, Be'ez Hashem, help all Klal Yisrael and the situation that we are all in. This parasha starts off the masos, the travelings of Bnei Yisrael, and Midbar Eilam Masa Bnei Yisrael. And Rashi brings down Rabbi Tanchuma Dorash Bo Drosha Acheres. He explains the reason why all of the travelings, all the stops along the way were mentioned. Is B'derech Moshel. Moshel L'melech Shai B'no Chola, son was sick, V'holichu L'makum Rachol, he took him to a distant place, to Raposo, to make him cure him, to make him better. Kevin Shai Chuzin, his Chil Ovin Monach, Klam Asos, on the way back, he said, oh, don't you remember all the travelings, all the stops we made on the way? Amelo Kan Yishanenu, here we slept. Kan Ukarnu, here we were cold. Kan Chashashta, as Roshach V'chulu, here, he had a headache, and so on. And I saw it brought down, the Imre Emes used to take these words, he used to darshan up the words, Kan Yishanu, that was Kavanah of, there, it's where we were sleeping. Moshe Rabbeinu was telling Bnei Yisrael, you were sleeping when the Shekhinah was there by Matan Torah, you were sleeping by Matan Torah. How terrible. And basically, he's giving them a rebuke, and Moshe Rabbeinu is giving Klal Yisrael, Bnei Yisrael, hidden a rebuke in between the lines. Kanu Karnu, this is where we were cold, right? Rafi Udein Batura, Asher Karcha Baderech, when Amalek attacked us, we were cold. Kanu Chashasta Shroshcha, here he had a headache. It could be that the Kavanah is from the Pasuk, Nitna Rosh Nashuva Mitzrayma, by the Mitzrayim, when they wanted to replace Moshe Rabbeinu and remove and go back to Mitzrayim, or by Korach, who wanted to replace Moshe as the Rosh. And the question is, why was it that the Torah had to describe it, the travelings, in a very hidden way, Biramiza? Didn't just say, why was the Musa straight? Just say, Bnei Yisrael, you did the wrong thing. You tried to replace Moshe Rabbeinu. Bnei Yisrael, you were sleeping by Matan Torah. Bnei Yisrael, you were cold. You were rough in Yidei Torah. You were weak in Torah. Why was it that it's over Remez through the places where you stop? And Aaron Leib Steinman Shlita explains that a person has to know that every traveling that a person does, every stop a person makes along the way, when you go to the bank, when you go home, when you go to school, when you go to the doctor's office, every single stop in your life is a significant step in your life, a significant time and point in your life. A person who thinks that we're going through life and everything's mikra, everything's coincidental, it's just a revolving door, you know, wake up, do this, do that, wake up, is absolutely wrong. There's no such thing as mikra, as Rav Benny Eisner's Zatzal used to always say, mikra is rak me Hashem, everything's from Hashem. Every stop along the way has tremendous meaning to our lives as an individual and also nationally as well. And that's why, and also, that's why it's not direct mussar. Because the message is, a person has to understand that you have to see underneath the surface. You have to see where you are in life and think deeply about where you are in life. It's not a, oh, you go to the store, you buy this. Everything has meaning. Every action that we do, everything that we're involved in has meaning. And we have to use our minds to think things through and think about what we're doing. It's not just not everything is spelled out for us. It's beneath the surface, and we have to go ahead and we have to think about it like that. And with that in mind, we're all living through one of the most, I don't want to say scariest times, but serious times for Am Yisrael right now. Who knows? We're in the 3 weeks. We're in the Ikvus of the Mashiach. We have thousands of our Achinu B'nai Yisrael that are defending us in a territory, an enemy territory, which is so dangerous. We have millions of Israelis, people, Jews living in Eretz Yisrael, that are, al pi derech hateva, are in the line of fire. Mamish, pshuto k'mashmo. Last night I heard sirens outside, and apparently I looked online, thousands of Arabs are rioting, and there was another incident, I don't know exactly what happened, there's some sort of car chase, I didn't really follow the whole story, but some sort of car chase nearby, and it happens to be, I heard a lot of specific sirens around that time. There's mamish near my neighborhood. Pachad p'chadim, fear of all fears, but the emphasis is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is running the world. That's what we have to know, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is running the world. And the fact that we, you, and I, we're living through this time period, this is not stam, a stop along the way. This is real. We're going through, each and every one of us, we're living through this time. That means HaKadosh Baruch Hu is sending us a message. Do something. Do something. Some of us, many of our alumni, are actually serving and fighting for us. And I want to give you their names. Shmuel Goldis, Shmuel Elimelech ben Chana Esther, Michael Goldman, Meir Yitzchok ben Chana Yonah, and Max Kane, Moshe Yitzchok ben Yehudis. These three alumni are serving Gaza. Please have them in mind, your tefillos. If there are any others that I don't know of, please let me know. But we have to do something. Wake up. We're living through this history, each and every one of us, for a reason. We can't sit back and do nothing. We have to be mekabel on ourselves to do things specific for the situation. We have to be mechazik ourselves. Meidom l'moko, meidom l'chavero. Perhaps we should take upon ourselves small things to do as a schus. And certainly, if you're in Eretz Yisrael, like many people, are sending things to soldiers, no question about it. But we can't sit back and do nothing and sit and read articles and articles and articles about what's going on. We have to do. That's important to know. It's certainly important to know. But what we have to ask ourselves: what makes a greater impact into the situation? Is learning Torah or doing a mitzvah or davening harder or reading about it more? Okay. Certainly, it's good to be informed, but we have to understand what's going to change. What could be a game changer? That's number one. That we're living through this, every tachana, every stop that we take in life has tremendous significance. Everything that happens to us has tremendous significance. And when we're met with a situation like this, we have to respond in the greatest way. That's number one. Number two, we have one of those perplexing Gemaras. Actually, it's the Mishnah. The Mishnah of Makkos and Daf Yud Aleph and Aleph tells us that the person who commits an accidental murder goes to the Yer Miklat, and he stay there, Ad Mos HaKohen HaGadol, V'yoshav bad Moshe Kohen Gadol. Says the Gemara in Makos. Says the Mishnah Makos. Lefikachim Moshein Shal Kohanim Misapkos Lehen Michia Michia Uksus. The mother of the Kohen Gadol brings the person near Miklat food and some clothing. Kadesh Lois Palo Abenem Shemusa says she shouldn't. Said he should not daven on her child that he should die. Now I saw in the Sefer Matagor he spells out the question in a very beautiful way. He says, imagine we have a young man at 30 years old commits an accidental murder. He's married and he has 3 kids. And he has a regular job, and one day, by accident, he backs up his truck or something, so an accident happens, he kills somebody by accident. He goes to Beis Din, they decree, and they say, the verdict is, he's got to go to Ir Miklat. And he goes there, right away, and he finds out that the Kohen Gadol is 31 years old, and he's thinking to himself, how am I ever going to get out of here? Al pi Derech HaTeva, he has another 40, 50, 60 years till the Kohen Gadol passes away. And he says, I'm doomed. I'm not going to be able to spend much time with my family. Not going to be able to see them. So what's he going to do? So he says, oh, you know what? I'll just daven. I'll daven. And I'll cry to the Shemayim, what? Hashem, please kill, allow the Kohen Gadol to pass away. And what happens? Every Thursday, the mother of the Kohen Gadol comes along, she brings him some cholent and a Coca-Cola. And she says, she says to him, oh, here's your cholent, here's your Coca-Cola for the for Shabbos, for Thursday night cholent, an extra portion for Shabbos. But the main thing is, please, 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 don't daven for my son that he should die. And the guy, the 30-year-old accidental murderer, says, hey, I'll stay here, no problem, I don't need to go home, I don't want the Kohen Gadol to die anymore, thanks so much for the chillin', no problem. It sounds very, very strange. All of a sudden the guy's going to get some food from the mother of Kohen Gadol, and he's now going to stop davening for the death of the Kohen Gadol, which means that he can be free and live a normal life with his family. So Shimon Schlesinger gives an answer, and he says that certainly the person in the Ir Miklat, this truck driver who committed the accidental murder, he's certainly going to continue to daven for the Kohen Gadol. But you know what? In order for a tefillah to be accepted and to have its complete power, it needs to be pure, without any biases. What the Kohen Gadol's mother accomplished by giving this person in the Ir Miklat some food is that in a certain sense, the person in the Ir Miklat, certainly he wants to leave the Ir Miklat, and he wants the Kohen Gadol to die, there's no question about it, but his tefillah is not as pure, it's not as unbiased as it was before he received the presence of the Kohen Gadol's mother. And that is a tremendous lesson in tefillah. That if the person near Miklat was totally pure and he hated it and there was nothing good about being near Miklat and he was davening so strong to HaKadosh Baruch Hu that the Kohen Gadol should die, there's a greater chance the Kohen Gadol will die under those circumstances than if now the Kohen Gadol's mother is giving him food and the davening of the person near Miklat tails off a little bit, because there's a certain aspect of positivity of being in the Ir Miklat, getting this cholent and Coca-Cola every Thursday night. And you see what it means to daven, that our tefillah should be as pure as possible. We should, during these times, we should try to focus as much as we can on the situation at hand and daven with full kavana, without any, oh, you know what, Life's not so bad. I have a lot of the things I need. You know, it's only in Eretz Yisrael. It's only the Chayalim. It can't be like that. It has to be that we're in dire straits, that we imagine ourselves as if we ourselves are at the front lines, or it's our brother at the front lines, like we spoke about last week. And through that's the lesson of the Kohen Gadol's mother, that the idea is to just to distract or to taint the person's tefillos can make them much, much less powerful. And if we try to keep our tefillos pure and completely focused, then they'll have a greater impact. That's number two. Number three, I saw in a weekly Dvar Torah sheet that's given out by from Rav Gershon Edelstein Shlita, one of the Rosh Yeshiva of Ponovich. See, I said before in the beginning of the Shmuz that the Pasuk Nirmya Perek Lamed Pasuk Vav Eis Tzar Hil Yaakov. It's a time of trouble, time of pain, time of affliction for Yaakov. And that's what you see around this neighborhood. You see signs. It's an Eis Tzar Hil Yaakov. We got a daven, we got to be mechazek. But you know what it says afterwards? Umimeno Yivashea, and from it I will find salvation. From it I will be saved. We need to know that as bad as things are right now, we're going to be saved. Right now it's very unclear how it's going to work out. But we have to understand that through the darkness is going to come the light. But in order to bring out that light, we have to go along. We got to do something, like I said before. It's not enough to sit back and do nothing. It's not going to happen. I discussed this morning to meet Rav Asher Arieli Shlita, who gives the biggest shiur in the Mir Yeshiva, apparently the biggest shiur in the world. And he told me, I said, "What are your machshavos?" You know, very, very briefly. And he told me that there's two. He gives over a very clear shiur, and he's a very clear thinker. He says, on the one hand, he showed me, he pulled out a list. I don't know where he got it from. I'd love to try to find it. A list of all the Nisei Nisim that have been going on the last few weeks here in Israel. He had a list. He got it in Shul. But Mitzad Sheni, the terrible, terrible tragedy of losing 32 soldiers and so many wounded. The tsar and the pain for Klai Yisrael. We know Klai Yisrael is like we're one. Raguda Achas. Vayhi Bishur Melech V'sasev Rashi Am. Yachat Shifte Yisrael, we're mamish one. And if we have brothers that passed away this week because they gave up their lives for Eretz Yisrael, and we have brothers that are wounded, which wounded can mean certainly very, very serious, and some of them are very serious, we have to be mechazik ourselves. We have to do tshuva. So those are the two things he said it's on his mind. Those are the two things we have to focus on. On the one hand, to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to recognize the Nisim, but on the other hand, to chazak yourself to do tshuva after the afflictions and the pain that we are undergoing as a whole. Parenthetically, Rav Asher Arieli told me that he saw another sheet last night which spoke about different hanhagos, different customs of Rav Yoshev Zatzal, because his yard site is on Shabbos. And he said that Rav Yoshev had a minug based on the Maharam Mipana, had 10 things al pi kabbal that he did, and one of the things that he did, Rav Yoshev observed one of these customs was that he said the parak of Shir Lamalos Esleinai El Hori Me'an Yavoi Ezri before he went back. Before he took three steps back by Shmona Esrei, right at the end of Elokein Tzor, he said the parak of Shilam Alas Esayinai. That was his minug, and he got it from the Maharam Mipana. And Rav Asher Arieli Shlita told me he checked the nusach again of what it says over there. And it says over there that if a person says that, he'll be zoche. Hakadosh Baruch Hu will send him his shidduch. Now, of course, once you're married, you know you don't need to be sent a shidduch. But Rav Asher Arieli understood. In his own language, Gutazachin, the Rav Yoshev held, and the understanding is that you say Shilamalas Esayinai Laharim Me'ayin Yavo Ezri. Where does the help come from? Kadosh Baruch Hu. We say that in our Shmoneh Esrei, at the end of Shmoneh Esrei, before we take three steps back, we'll be zochet to good things. So in Eitz Tova, first of all, many people listening here don't necessarily are still unmarried, I imagine. So it's a good thing to start Bli Neder, to say Shilamalas before. It's a shkocha protest because it happens to me. I met Rav Asher Arieli this morning totally by coincidence, and perhaps that message can help us, certainly in the current situation and in life as well, that we should start saying Shalom Alos Esayinai Elohari Me'ayin Yavo Ezri before we take three steps back. And Be'ezus Hashem, if we're mechazik in tefillah and we're mechazik in emunah, And we're mechazek in Torah, be'ezes Hashem, we should know no more tzar. We know that HaKadosh Baruch Hu can save every single... HaKadosh Baruch Hu has the power that from here on in not one soldier can get wounded. No matter how much it seems that naturally something bad has to happen to every soldier. Not true. When it comes to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we believe in Emunah Shleima that HaKadosh Baruch Hu can protect every single soldier, that he shouldn't get a scratch. It's possible. We believe that b'munah shleima. And b'ezras Hashem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will provide that protection for our soldiers, for everybody living in Eretz Yisrael, and for Jews around the world. Unfortunately, it's not just the Jews in Eretz Yisrael that are in danger, as we unfortunately see all over the world. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu should continue to watch over us, especially during these 3 weeks. And we should see the gula shleima of Meher Meinu. Good Shabbos. Amen.